We have a planet that has a problem. We've got to solve it, get involved, and do it now, now, now. We've got to build a better future, and we need to start right now. Make it cleaner, make it greener, make it fast, make it last. Do it now, now, now. We've got to build a better future, and we need to start right now. No more waiting or hesitating. No more lies, let's get wise. Do it now, now, now. We've got to build a better future, and we need to start right now.
Hello, this is Lucas Weber for the Hudson Mohawk Radio. I'm here at Dove Street in Albany, New York for a Tonko Tuesday rally. This was Terry Robin singing to us. She is an activist and singer from the local area, and she is joined by her husband, Peter Looker. And these two, I will have a more in-depth interview with them today. And we'll also hear from Sandy Stubing, the organizer of Tonko Tuesdays, to hear more about what Tonko Tuesdays are and what we can expect for next Tuesday. First, we'll start with Terry and Peter. Tell me a little bit about yourselves to begin.
I grew up in this area, and I've been active with political issues since I was a kid. From 14, I started singing at anti-war rallies and various other group organizations, demonstrations and benefits and things like that. And then I started singing in bars and restaurants and coffee houses, and I started, and I also got into children's music. And
was this all in Albany? Or?
No, I grew up in, I was born in Colony, I grew up in Niskayuna, moved into downtown Schenectady. I lived and worked in a homeless shelter for a year there, and then I stayed in Schenectady until we moved to Glenville and bought a house there on the river, Mohawk River. Peter and I have both been environmental activists since we were in our teens, and we didn't meet until we were in our 20s, but so we continue to try to keep the peace and environmental issues out in front where people can see us, so that they know that we're still here, as Holly Near's song says.
And Peter.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little about yourself, where you're from, what do you do?
I was born in Bellevue Hospital in Schenectady. I haven't made it very far. I did a couple years downstate and a couple years in Hartford, but pretty much around this way. And I've been banging my head against these walls, the Capitol walls, for 45 years.
How did you two become activists?
It's always the eternal question. I have no idea. I think it's partly DNA or something, but my parents were particularly politically interested all the time and everything, because they were involved with, believe it or not, the Manhattan Project, which is another issue we work about, against nuclear missile proliferation, and we are also members of Schenectady Neighbors for Peace, which we have a vigil every Friday at the corner of State and Erie Boulevard in downtown Schenectady, which started the Friday after the 9/11 bombing. But my parents were always the types that said, we have to watch the news and stay informed and all that stuff, and they,
Was climate change an issue back then?
When I was 14, my church youth group went out and did a whole thing on reduce, reuse, recycle.
Oh, wow.
And that was in 1969. So,
Sorry, folks. That's okay.
So things are, the more they change, the more they stay the same, unfortunately.
And Peter, any words on why you became an activist, or is it?
Well, I basically did when I went to 68. I started college. I had a couple of mystical experiences, and I realized we're all connected, and it was during the Vietnam War, so I was very active in the anti-war movement, a draft counselor, and I won the draft lottery, that was the years that, when I went away to college, it was like, wow, we got to do something about this. So that's what I've been doing ever since.
Okay, so we're sitting here on the front steps of Tonko's office. It's a very cold, rainy day. Why are you here today?
Because I care about the future. I care about the world. I care about people. And we need to act, and we need to act now, as Greta Thunberg has so eloquently put it with her Fridays thing. And I've been lobbying Mr. Tonko for over 30 years, off and on. He was in the assembly and an environmental committee back then, and he's an engineer, and he should know by now we need to do a lot, and we need to do it fast, and we need to do it now. To quote a song she does, we need to build a better future, and we need to start right now and not wait another 30 years or 20 years.
And why are you here today?
Same reason, you know, as always, you know, people say, why do you keep doing that when you know it's not going to do anything? And it's like, well, you know, somebody's got to stand up for this stuff, you know. You can't just, you know, quietly slip into your comatose life, you know. You have to point out that there are those of us who are serious, and we represent a whole lot of people that aren't here but agree with us.
Yes.
And in order for people in the government and the world to know that, we have to stand up and witness for peace and witness for environment and witness for, you know, good policies. So.
And finally, what is the most important part of this event today? What keeps you coming back, and what makes you passionate about being at Tonko Tuesdays?
Well, I think it's to Mr. Tonko is in a position to really do the right thing. He's the head of that committee, and he needs to act, and he needs to act right now, and not continue subsidies to fossil fuels, not build a new infrastructure of fossil fuels. We need to build new clean infrastructure. So that's why we're here. That's why we're at his office, asking him to stand up and do the right. It's time to start taking big steps, not baby steps.
Yes, and we are like the mosquito. They say if you feel like you're too small to make a difference, try sleeping with a mosquito. So to be here every Friday for several weeks, is the hope is that the message will get through eventually.
Would a mosquito be the animal that you most resonate with in terms of fighting climate change?
No, polar bears. Polar bears. Polar bears are my thing.
Try sleeping with a polar bear.
No, I've always had a thing about polar bears. I don't know why. I don't like mosquitoes, really.
What animal?
Yeah.
I guess I would say what organism, and that organism is Mother Earth.
Okay.
Mother Earth is one big organism in my mind. And right now, she has an infestation of really stupid, consumptive human beings. And she's trying to get rid of the infection by raising her temperature, and her temperature is rising, and she's actually now coughing and sneezing, and the wind is getting bigger, and she's sweating a lot more, and there's a lot more water going on, so.
What's the cure?
For the infestation of stupid human beings to stop overconsuming and start living within our means, realizing we're part of the whole living system.
The Gandhi quote, right? There's enough for everyone's need, but not enough for everyone's greed, or anyone's greed, really.
Thank you so much, Terry and Peter, for talking to me today about your lives as activists and about your shared passion to make the world a better place. Now, Sandy Stubing, organizer of Tonko Tuesdays, will give us more information about what we can expect for next Tuesday's event.
So next week, we have the fortune, the very good fortune, to have Judith Enck as our speaker. It will be a very special Tuesday. I hope you all can come to greet Judith. And her main concern is that the Clean Future Act that I just spoke of, that Congressman Tonko, his committee, wrote, it defines waste incineration as a clean fuel. Now, anybody who's lived in Albany knows that waste incineration is not a clean fuel. Once again, I invite you to join us next Tuesday at noon at 19 Dove Street, where we will welcome Judith Enk. She will spend a few minutes of the hour speaking to us, answering questions about waste incineration, that aspect of the quote-unquote Clean Future Act will be our focus next Tuesday, and please come join us. Thank you.